The news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Vumani Zimba arrested for cyber harassment and libel. NJOCC demands a retraction over false link to Constitution Bill No. 7 and at least 19 dead after Air Force jet crashes into Bangladesh school.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have formally arrested and charged Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba, 45, of Chunga Village in Changwe District, with offences relating to cyber harassment and libel. According to police spokesperson Reha Monga, Dr. Zimba has been charged with two counts of harassment, utilizing means of electronic communication contrary to the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act, and one count of libel contrary to the Penal Code Act of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Amonga said the charges stem from two publications authored by Dr. Zimba, one posted on his Facebook page on May 2, 2024, and another published in the local daily tabloid on May 4, 2024, which allegedly constituted harassment and libel against Dr. Nervous Mumba. He has added that Dr. Zimba has since been released on police bond and is expected to appear in court soon.
Brief facts of the matter are that on the 2nd of May 2024, Dr. Zimba published an article on his Facebook page, and furthermore, on the 4th of May 2024, Dr. Zimba authored another article published in the Mass newspaper edition number 4533-SM393, bordering on harassment against Dr. Nervous Mumba. As a result of these publications, Dr. Zimba has been formally charged with two counts of harassment utilizing means of electronic communication under Section 69 of the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act No. 2 of 2021, and one count of libel under Section 191 of the Penal Code Act, the 7 Laws of Zambia.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council has called for an immediate retraction and clarification from two members of parliament of a leaked telephone recording that falsely links the organization to support the controversial Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Speaking during a press briefing, NJOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe has explained that in the widely circulated recording, one of the individuals allegedly suggests that a budget may have been allocated to organizations supporting Bill No. 7 and further insinuates that NJOCC is among those reportedly involved. Ms. Katere has dismissed the allegations as unfounded and misleading, distancing the organization from any involvement. She said NJOCC had publicly opposed the bill in a statement issued on June 2, 2025, citing several fundamental concerns that informed the organization's rejection.
In this recording, one of the individuals suggests that a budget may have been allocated to support organizations backing the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill of 2025, popularly known as Bill No. 7, and further insinuates that NJOCC is among the organizations allegedly involved. Let us be clear and categorical here. NJOCC distances itself from these unfounded and misleading allegations.
The Industrial Development Corporation and the Fujiang Shangxin Corporation have signed a memorandum of understanding with the Zambia Development Agency for the development of the $1.1 billion crude oil refinery and integrated energy complex in Ndola. The agreement was signed during the inaugural Invest Zambia International Conference held from 16th to 18th July 2025 in Lusaka. IDC Chief Executive Officer Conrad Mulea has described the project as a major step forward in Zambia's industrialization, and FJXX President and Chairperson Huang Taiming said his company is proud to bring its global engineering and technology expertise to the partnership. Meanwhile, ZDA Director General Albert Alwampa has added that the agreement reflects the spirit of Invest Zambia 2025. This is according to a joint statement issued by ZDA Head Corporate Communication and Public Relations Kwali Mfuni and IDC Head Corporate Communication Namakao Mkelebai. Lopula Province Minister Nason Musonda has called on the Rural Electrification Authority to revisit the Memoranda of Understanding signed with parliamentarians and local authorities regarding the allocation of 1 million kwacha per constituency for rural electrification projects. Speaking when RIA Acting Chief Executive Officer Alex Mbumba paid a courtesy call on him in Mansa, Mr. Musonda has emphasized the need for RIA to assess whether these agreements are effectively achieving their intended goals. He has explained that approximately 3 million kwacha earmarked for electrification projects is currently lying idle within the Kawamba Council after being deducted from the Constituency Development Fund as stipulated in the MOUs.
My plea is that RIA should take keen interest to revisit these MOUs to see whether they are actually serving the purpose for which they were intended to. So that where there are monies, RIA should also feel compelled. And I think here in the province I'll be doing that. Like I've seen Kawamba Central Road has about 3 million, which has not been utilized. And I want to believe that there's money also in Pambasha. So you might be talking about maybe 6 million sitting in the account of CDF within Kawamba. Which money we should promote to do a little bit of electrification under the supervision of RIA so that again that money.
Meanwhile, RIA Acting Chief Executive Officer, Engineer Alex Mbumba, has acknowledged these concerns and has noted that one of the authority's challenges has been clarifying its role to stakeholders.
We have a real challenge. The agreement is that we take up the technical assistance, meaning that the procurement is done by the local authorities and the payment as well. We take up the technical assistance from scoping to tendering documentation and the project supervision. What we have noticed is that once we provide tender documentation for those areas where we've already scoped, we don't seem to have the pace to have the project now move to the next stage of implementation. We have seen some progress, for example, Kalumbila District, they are on their second project.
An Australian support group has commended the Zambian government for fostering a welcoming environment that enables impactful international partnerships in education. The group works in collaboration with A Future for Kids School in Kaloko, Ndola, a grassroots initiative providing free education and holistic support to vulnerable children. Speaking during a courtesy call on Zambia's High Commissioner to Australia and New Zealand, Dr. Elias Monsha, board member Ken Spence, accompanied by school founder and director Joyce Chimbila, praised President Hakainde Hichilema's strong commitment to inclusive education. Mr. Spence reaffirmed the Australian team's continued dedication to supporting students beyond primary school and into secondary and higher education. And High Commissioner Dr. Monsha welcomes the collaboration, noting its alignment with Zambia's national goal of universal access to quality education. This according to a statement issued by First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission in Australia and New Zealand, Charles Mucholo.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority has announced the issuance of the Public Procurement Regulations 2025 through Statutory Instrument Number 45 of 2025. According to ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Inoto Mushambatwa, the SI was signed by Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, on 25th June 2025. Ms. Mushambatwa said the newly introduced regulations are designed to enhance the participation of citizen and local bidders in public procurement processes. She has explained that the regulations apply to all public procurements involving bids solicited from designated target groups.
The public procurement preference and reservation schemes regulations shall apply to all public procurements where bids are solicited from target groups. In addition, procurements conducted under open national bidding shall be limited to citizen and local bidders, except that citizen bidders shall be given priority in the evaluation of bids in accordance with Section 39, Subsection 2 of the Public Procurement